Michigan State University's incoming freshman class is predicted to be the largest and most diverse in the school's history, with more than 8,400 anticipated students coming in the fall of 2018. And it's great to have Jim Cotter back on MSU Today to talk about this. Jim is admissions director at MSU. Jim, good to see you.
Good to see you, Russ. Really pleased to be here today.
So what do you want us to know about that class? And I imagine with some of the turmoil we're going through, that's not a surprise to anybody. You must be heartened that so many kids still see the value of an MSU degree.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's a tremendous tribute to Michigan State University and who we are as a world-changing institution. You know, I often think about the fact that this incoming freshman class, joined by another 1,500 to 1,600 transfer students, is really historic in many ways. It's a unified voice that can bring change to a campus that needs to, I think, look at itself and ask some tough questions and make some changes, much like we do in society today. I think we continually have to evaluate ourselves and say, how can we be better? And what other institution has the opportunity to bring in 10,000 fresh minds, fresh perspectives to have an impact? And so when you think about the diversity of this class, the fact that racially this will be the most diverse class that Michigan State University has ever brought to campus, the exchange of ideas, the exchange of experiences and perspective, it's what makes us an incredible place to learn and to grow. So I'm really excited about this fall cohort. It's historic. It's a true, I think, measure of success. And moving forward, it's a chance to build on a new foundation.
And Jim, one thing that's changing at MSU is you will be going to the Common App, correct? What is that and what should people know?
Well, you know, the reason to go to a Common Application is just to provide students with an opportunity to apply for higher education with a degree of ease that hasn't always existed. You know, Michigan State's application has always been a pretty easy one to fill out, but it maybe wasn't as far-reaching as we wanted it to be. So a year ago, we went to something called the Coalition Application, which is about 130 schools that have similar accomplishment rates in terms of retention and graduation. But the Common Application is even broader. It's several hundred institutions where students can fill out one singular application and apply to as many as 10 institutions. And we think that that really does give us a bit more of a broad base in terms of attracting interest. So we know that the applicant pool next year will grow significantly. The challenge that we're going to have, or the opportunity maybe, is to determine amongst that increased application who's really interested and who is maybe just a passing fancy. So we're excited about the Common Application. We're joining virtually everyone in the Big Ten. We'll go Common App by the end of next year, with exception of the University of Illinois. But Penn State and Michigan State are joining this year, and we're excited to kind of compare notes, work together as sister institutions do, and learn from this new process.
Jim, you and I are both biased towards the green and white, but what do you tell people when they ask why MSU when they're considering a college?
Well, if you're a young person looking for a place to stand, where you can make a difference, where you can be heard, where you have a voice, where you can change the world, Michigan State University gives one that platform. You know, you and I were smiling a bit earlier. I'm oftentimes quoting Archimedes and the fact that, you know, he once said, "Give me a place to stand and I will move the world." Young people wanting to move the world, who have big dreams and huge aspirations, this is a place to learn, to grow, and to build that ability to change the world. And when you look at the diversity of majors, some 200 areas of study, things that range from packaging to supply chain management to mechanical engineering to social work, you know, we're very much in tune with the hard sciences, but we don't ignore the people sciences. And the fact that this is an institution that continues to do world-changing research every single day, whether it's breast cancer research or whether it's Parkinson's research, whether it's food research, this is an institution that is committed to making this world a better place. And I think even despite some of our recent challenges, we're even more committed to that, because we look at society, we look at people, and we say, how can we make this world a better place? Many of the challenges that we deal with on our own campus are societal challenges. They're world challenges. And if we can discover ways to work through some of the issues that we've had to deal with and face, we can use those lessons and share them globally and really have an impact and change the world. And so young people looking to be part of that, I don't want to say revolution, but part of that change, certainly this is a place where you can do that.
Well said, Jim Cotter, MSU Admissions Director. Jim, this is not a new topic for you, but there was a fairly extensive Detroit Free Press article a couple of weeks ago, the declining demographic of just kids that are college-aged. Describe that trend for our listeners, and how is MSU adapting?
Well, you know, we've looked at that, and of course, the 15 public institutions in the state of Michigan work very closely together to talk about what's happening in the state. Both our friends in Ann Arbor and Michigan State University have something in common, and that is that we certainly treasure the students, the sons and daughters of the state of Michigan. But we also realize that it's important on our campuses to have a diversity of population in terms of geography. So historically, Michigan State has had a very strong global reputation, bringing international students to Michigan State. We're increasing our domestic out-of-state view. And so the decline in the state of Michigan, which is significant, will have an impact on us. But one of the things that's really interesting is that in 2014, there were about 110,000 graduates in the state of Michigan. This year, we're down to about 104,000. Despite that fact, we received about 17,000 applications from the state of Michigan in 2014. This year, we received just under 19,000. What that means is that our market share in the state of Michigan continues to grow, whereas we received 15% of the applicants of the high school cohort in 14. This year, we received over 18% of all the high school graduates applying to Michigan State. So there is a declining demographic. That is a challenge for all the institutions in the state. But Michigan State continues to have a very, very strong brand, and it continues to have a very strong market share. That said, we are very, very focused on looking outside the state to really provide the sons and daughters of Michigan with that diverse experience of meeting people whose backgrounds are vastly different than their own. You know, I say to people all the time that some of the most important things I learned at Michigan State as an undergraduate, and having watched my son Jimmy and my daughter Margot come to Michigan State, and I know with your sons, some of the most important things that they've learned were things that they learned from other people that they hadn't experienced before. So, you know, that richness of geographic diversity is important, not only because we see a declining demographic in the state of Michigan, which will include, you know, continue until about 2029 when we bottom out around 86,000 high school graduates. It's important that we look outside the state, not just because of that demographic decline, but also providing a place where ideas can be exchanged, cultivated, and nurtured.
Jim, what's your advice for parents and children listening now, whether they're considering MSU or another place? Your expert advice on when should they start thinking about things and what should they start considering?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Russ, because it seems to be starting earlier and earlier and earlier, and I'm an advocate for that. I think students, as they begin to approach high school, ought to be thinking about what kind of school they would like. Would they like a large public institution? Would they like a small private institution? Do they want to go to one of the schools in the state of Michigan or perhaps somewhere outside the state of Michigan, even an international institution? I know there's a number of schools in Ireland that are recruiting domestically within the United States. So, you know, I think it's not too early as a 9th or 10th grader. Perhaps if you have an older brother or sister who are going through the process, maybe follow them through and learn what you can. But it's all about fit. It's where do you fit in? Where do you feel comfortable? Where do you feel a part of things? Because that's where a student ought to be seriously considering. You know, maybe you want to go to a school in the middle of a city, and University of Chicago or Northwestern or Wayne State provide that opportunity. On other occasions, maybe students would like to go someplace more rural. And, you know, I talk about the fact that just outside of Grand Rapids, you have a cornfield, a wheat field, a bean field, a woods in the middle of it all, Grand Valley State University. It's a great institution, but a very different environment. So, you know, we tell students to visit, to try it on, to see what the experience will be like. I love this place. I believe in this institution, but I also understand that this isn't the institution for every single student. So it behooves students to go to websites, to do a little bit of exploration, to get on campuses, to try it on, to find out how that experience might be as they spend 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years on the campus. The other thing I tell students all the time is realizing you're not just buying into the institution, you're buying into the region. So if you look to go to a school in the Southeast, or if you look to go to a school out West, you're not just buying into the campus environment, you're buying into the cultural environment of that region. And so learn as much as you can about that. And realize that, you know, maybe it's not all about what they teach, because many students change their mind once they get on a campus. I think if Kettering's a great institution, the old GMI, but it's probably not a very good place to go if you want to be a poet. So, you know, I think you have to kind of look around and find out what schools do well, but then decide where is it that you want to be. The other thing, I know this is kind of a long answer, but I also tell 17 and 18-year-olds, look, a school could be overwhelming at the front end, but you're going to grow once you get there. So stretch yourself. Perhaps take a reach. Maybe go a little further out there than you think that you're ready for. Because during the course of time that you're on a college campus, as an individual, you'll grow very significantly and be able to take on a larger chunk of opportunity, perhaps. So be cautious about under-buying.
Great advice, Jim. And, you know, you likely go to conferences that address this, Jim, but I'm just curious, you've been at this game a while. Neither of us is a spring chicken anymore, but how would you say the admissions game has changed the most over the years? And we've talked about demographics, but what are some of the challenges and opportunities ahead?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think higher education has become, for lack of a better term, a media darling, or perhaps a media scapegoat, depending on how you look at it. But, you know, it's not unusual to pick up the New York Times or the Free Press or the News or the State Journal and see that there's an article about college admissions and about the competitiveness. And I would tell you that there are some very, very selective institutions out there. But I think there's a frenzy among students that perhaps they fear that they're not going to find a school. You know, the reality of it, Russ, is that fewer than 20% of the institutions in this country admit fewer than 50% of their applicants. The reality is over 50% of the schools in this country admit more than 77% of their applicants. So there's a place for everyone. And part of what a student needs to do is to go out and to find out what's the profile of a student that might be admitted at an institution, and then find out if their record matches that. I think there's a great deal more focus on technology. I think the opportunities for students to go out and to find things without having to visit a campus initially are plentiful, although nothing in the world should ever replace the campus visit. You know, once you've done your homework and you've narrowed your school down to perhaps the University of Hawaii and Michigan State, you know, visit them both. I remember our daughter Margot deciding that that's what she thought she should have done as a senior. And we said, well, how about you investigate Hawaii online and we'll visit Michigan State? But the reality is, if you're seriously looking at an institution outside perhaps a 500-mile zone, still critical that you get there and try it on and make sure that it's where you want to be. This is a very, very savvy, sophisticated consumer that's looking at institutions, and they're asking very, very good questions. And I tell students all the time that if an institution can't answer the question you have on the front end, perhaps they never will. And it's okay for a student to say to an institution, what's your core value? What's important to you as an institution? What's your foundation? What principles on which your institution was built are most important to you? And I think those are kind of heavy questions for a 17 or 18-year-old, but perhaps a parent could ask that question, and students can make decisions accordingly.
Jim Cotter, as we close, let's circle back, and what do you want our listeners to remember about this incoming class in the fall of 18 at MSU?
It's absolutely historic. It's a difference-making group. You know, this is a place where one can grow, where they can learn, and where they can really establish a future. You know, we talk about the opportunity for a student to come to Michigan State and not only learn in our culture, but to go around the globe and learn from other cultures. You know, I think back to my own kids. Perhaps a couple of the most critical learning experiences occurred when our son Jimmy went to Africa and spent a summer in a remote village, and our daughter spent a period of time in New Zealand and Australia. And they began to understand that they weren't necessarily at the center of the universe, that there was a universe around them that, that mattered as well. When we talk about undergraduate research, the fact that students will come here and be able to do research as a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and senior, that's a critical, critical point of influence that students can have. This is a place where individuals will learn about themselves and about other people. There's a lot of great schools in this country and around the world, but this is an institution that was built for undergraduate students. They're a priority when they get here, and I'm incredibly excited about the voices of each and every one of these 10,000 new young people who will come to this institution with dreams, with aspirations, and they will learn how to succeed and wear it well, and they'll learn how to stumble and to pick themselves back up again. And so when we look to August, when the students arrive on campus, to me, it'll be my 35th class watching come to this campus, and I can tell you I will be as excited in August of 2018 as I was in August of 1984 when the first freshman class that I witnessed come in here. And it's hard not to think back to when I came here as a new student and all the things that tend to lay in front of us, and think back to the opportunities that originated right here in East Lansing, Michigan at Michigan State University.
Jim, you always get me fired up. I'm ready to go reapply.
We'll take your application.
That's Jim Cotter. He's Director of Admissions at Michigan State University, and everything we've talked about is online at admissions.msu.edu. Jim, again, great to see you.
Good to see you, Russ. Thank you very much, and go green.
Go white. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.